Deanna brought down, took those, there should be four originals.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jergen Schuler, Team and Dorn, Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as Haxby.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote.
Hold up.
Six in favor, motion carries. Sorry, I looked at your chair. I watched you come in, and then I looked at an empty chair. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Ask for a motion to go into public hearing to approve or public hearing for real and personal property. That's a timed event. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Okay, we'll skip to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 18. That's for a piece of property that the square footages were recorded. I think Don, or they have it on that side. Square footages were recorded improperly earlier, so it's just a correction for that.
That's all right.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby. Any discussion on tax correction slip number 18? If not, I would ask you to vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Patty,
yes.
You have 3 minutes before we have a timed event. Do you want to fill us in on anything?
You're going to vent?
What?
You're going to vent? Do what?
You have 3 minutes. Do you want to fill us in on anything?
Oh, about?
I've got nothing to vent about other than I keep seeing every valuation I don't want to go up.
You know what? Let me explain what's really going on. It's going to be tough for assessors because I don't know this is happening in Gage County, but I read Rob Ogden's thing in the paper. He's from Lancaster County. They're having bidding wars on asking prices for properties. So in other words, if you're asking $100,000 for a property, they're bringing them up another $100,000. So, as assessors, we're trying to figure out how we're even going to deal with that type of deal.
Have you heard of anything like that in Gage County?
Not really. Maybe a couple, and I'd have to verify that because, you know, you have to figure out what they were asking.
Well, we do it as we've always done it. We make comparisons, and we make our decisions based on that.
Yeah, but basically what I'm saying is asking price, they're getting $100,000 more, $50,000 to $100,000 more. And I don't know that you would – and I would hope that you would not – I think you kind of need to look at – and I don't think that's a lot of them. It's residential mostly. I mean, as far as what I've heard. I read a thing in the paper. I don't think that's really happening that much in Gage County yet. I know there's a shortage of houses and things like that, but
– I've heard of 30,000 more than asking.
Yeah. We had an assessor's meeting a while back, and they said the bidding – and, you know, it just could be somebody that come in, and it could be just an isolated case. But some of them are asking, I mean, what the price is, they're actually bidding it up. So that's going to be interesting. We have a workshop. We'll talk about that. But
for assessed value, though, it doesn't matter what they ask. It's all based on what it actually sells for.
What it actually sells for. But I would look into a sell like that. At one time we kind of had, and that's getting real complicated, too. We had Greenbelt to protect the farmer, you know, but then unfortunately, do you remember that? You probably weren't on the board then, where Greenbelt was involved and the farmer would pay less than the residential person that was building, you know, like people coming south from Lincoln and building those great big homes and paying a lot of money. Like Lancaster would be Greenbelted there so that their farmers wouldn't pay the exorbitant prices that the residential people are paying. So we'll see. But I have not had that many people call and come in. I don't know if you guys have had calls. I mean, my increases, I try to stay somewhat, you know, we have to get in the range, so we were. But I try to give lower increases and keep that lower so that we don't all of a sudden have to hit them real hard. The biggest problem is, once again, is the acreages. And those are in the northern part where I think people just want out of the, you know, city limits. And so acreages tend to really stay high. And some of those are selling pretty good. About four people came in the other day, and we sat and we talked. I explained everything, and they walked out without protesting, so that's a good thing. They just come get the information from us, you know. I think when you lay things out and really explain and show on computers, that's helpful.
I talked to a couple people that got valuations for their rental properties but not for their home places. And then I already had several calls right away asking if their place was the only one that went up X number of $1,000. And, I mean, it was $5, $10, $20, $27, $1,000 on houses. The one was a little house in town, and I think it went up $5,000.
Yeah, and $5,000 is, like, times two. I mean, that's not a lot. What we do, we have a query system, so we take our town, we break our cells down. Our cells are broken down into year built, the style of home. So we have a lot of things that we determine by queries. And so queries mean that, you know, we can identify what properties are actually going up. And so not all of Beatrice got hit. Probably the older part, the rentals, a lot of them may not have. Unless, you know, somebody might call. We may leave a call back. We may go to the door, say, hey, we've heard this has been remodeled. We leave a call back if they don't answer. You know, and we might put a little bit higher of a value on it. So call us to let us talk to you about it, and then we'll you know, we're pretty easy to work with. I mean, a lot of it just has to be, if you call us back, nobody wants to call us back, but if you do, that solves everything. I mean,
you guys are always friendly and cooperative.
Well, I mean, people. It's just like I said, the four people that came in the other day when I finally explained things, and you know what's going on right now with like lumber being up and all that. Has no bearing on this time frame with me. We're already past, because we stopped September of last year, of this last.
And not
but if you look at the sale of older, smaller homes, it's just going up like crazy. Well, they're selling every day.
We have a timed event, not to interrupt you, but I'd ask for a motion to go into a public hearing for real estate and personal property exemptions for Region 5 Foundation, two properties, and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Which are qualifying organizations at 8:37 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. We're in public hearing. Would anyone like to speak at the public hearing for these properties? One is at 1105 North 9th for Region 5. It is a training center and a group home. Another one for Region 5 is in Lot 16, Block 2, Davison Village, second edition. It is also training center, group home. This one for St. Mary's Catholic Church is a residence for the priest in Wyoming. Anyone would like to see these?
Basically, that one in Wyoming was being rented out, and now that a priest is moving back in, so then it can go back to exemption. We had it on the tax rolls. The other two are newer, just new applications.
And you don't think all the members are happy?
All right, if there's no one that would like to speak at public hearing, I'd ask for a motion to come out. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to point out that I am a member of the St. Mary's Catholic Church. So is there any issue?
I did discuss it with Don, and I don't see any problem with that, just because, number one, if he doesn't vote for it, the rest of the members are going to not be happy with him. And it's not going to, he doesn't have a conflict as far as a proprietary interest, because churches are automatically granted that under 501c3.
I just wanted to reveal that I am a member of that particular church.
Yep. Thank you. I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:40.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn. Come out at 8:40. Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. I'd ask for a motion to approve real and personal property tax exemptions for Region 5, Foundation 2 properties in St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. They are qualifying organizations as discussed.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion's approved. Anything else for equalization? Not, we'll adjourn at 8:41 on the clock.